This is the most important document that has come out of my office in almost 7 years as city controller.
That was the sentiment of city officials today after city controller Laura Chick unveiled their 160-page blueprint overhauling the city strategy to fight gangs. The most significant proposal is the creation of an anti-gang office in City Hall, reporting directly to Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
We can't address the issue, the epidemic that is gun and gang violence, without a multi-pronged strategy that includes prevention, intervention, reentry.
It's the newest attempt at tackling an issue polls say is one of the top concerns of Angelenos. City Council Member Janice Hahn.
We can't arrest our way out of this problem. You know, we've been fighting the war on gangs for about 20 years. We've arrested over 400,000 people. And yet today, we have seven times the number of gangs and twice as many gang members. So something is not working.
To match, this is why we're here. This is why we were all elected to public office. We're here to take on the big problems with equally big solutions.
City officials also plan to review the work of current anti-gang agencies and efforts. Hahn says the idea is to help the ones that need it and cut off funding for the ones that are not living up to expectations.
That because of this blueprint for change, there will be accountability in how we appropriate the dollars we have now and any dollars we're able to access in the future.
Also worth noting, a proposal for an anti-gang tax. Hahn wants the tax to appear on the ballot in November.
No, we're gonna ask the voters of Los Angeles if everyone will agree to pay less than $3 a month. So that's about 10 cents a day that will raise for the city a little less than $30 million a year that will go only towards prevention, intervention, after-school programs that we think will make a huge impact.
But not everyone is enthusiastic about the new plan. City Councilman Tony Cardenas chairs a committee on gang violence. He's concerned that the mayor's office will control policy issues, which the city council will not be able to review. City Controller Laura Chick will publish a status report on the plan in 6 months. David DeSola, Annenberg Radio News.